you very much.
It is 7:22. 4,000 children with special needs received no support at all last year. That is five times more than in 2010. The school inspector at Ofsted described the situation in England as a scandal. We're joined by Anna Trithui, who's executive director at the children's think tank LKM Co. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it is a very large number of children, isn't it, who are entitled under the law to extra help.
Yeah, and I think what's key to note here is that under the education and healthcare plans, you are entitled legally to have proper support. There's a problem here that not necessarily everyone is getting that level of plan, and when they are getting that plan, they're not necessarily getting the support subsequently in place.
Is that as simple as saying the councils don't have the money?
So, in fairness, I think there are significant funding constraints against councils. The Local Government Association has warned that there's a £536 million gap when it comes to the level of SEND support they're supposed to provide and what they're actually able to fund. So I think there is a serious funding issue here.
I think there are also a behaviour in councils, a temptation perhaps in some schools to get children out of the school, off the school roll, and to have them educated at home instead.
Yeah, I think it's important to highlight that there is some excellent practice out there. However, in our research at LKM Co and in this Ofsted annual report, they quite rightly highlight that there is, in some certain schools, a practice of, how should we say, strongly suggesting to parents that maybe they educate their children at home instead of in the school.
And is that for reasons of cost saving or because they're trouble to look after or seen as trouble to look after and harder to get good results with?
I mean, I don't think that any school leader goes into this job hoping that at some point they won't have to serve the needs of their pupils. I think this comes in a kind of a wider contextual issue of funding constraints, but it does kind of drive perverse behaviour, and it's a real shame.
And for parents involved, this can often involve a long and painful and costly legal process, can't it? Trying to establish the right for your child to get certain support.
When we talk to parents, we hear this word, a fight. It's a fight to get what they need and what they deserve for their children. Surrey Council alone has spent £500,000 recently on tribunals defending itself against parents who want to get their children diagnosed.
And the advice you would give to parents or grandparents listening to this and thinking, well, what can we do if our child isn't getting the help they need?
I think actually it's a case of looking at the resources and the people around you who can offer you the appropriate support, because it's important to get the support you need.
Anna Trithui of LKM Co. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.